Chapter 1. Granite shifted restlessly, mirroring Carrie Borden's impatience. It was easy to settle her towering gray thoroughbred with a gentle hand to his neck, but it did nothing to diminish her own restlessness.
"Are you coming?"
she called loudly, smiling when a flock of cardinals blasted from a nearby tree, competing with the brilliant red of the foliage.
"I suppose I should be thankful there are some things in life that will never change," Rose called back in a serene voice as she led her small mare Maple from the barn.
Carrie narrowed her eyes as she smirked in response.
"I was born impatient. Personally, I don't see a reason to change, especially since it's a perfect fall day to go riding."
Her smirk dissolved as the reality sank in.
"It's our last day together since you're leaving for college tomorrow," she said somberly. "I'm tired of sharing it with other people."
Rose's teasing smile disappeared immediately. She swung her lithe form into the saddle and urged Maple into a trot. Moments later, she was beside Carrie and Granite.
"Let's get out of here," she said.
Carrie kept Granite to an easy trot as they moved down the road bordered on both sides by harvested tobacco fields. The ring of axes and the brisk October air provided evidence that winter was not far away. Now that another successful harvest was finished, it was time to lay in a store of firewood that would take everyone through the cold months ahead. Carrie had been riding since arriving home from New Mexico 9 days earlier, but she had not really paid much attention to her surroundings. Her entire focus had been on the people she was with. Now she trained her eyes on the horizon and then frowned.
"Things are different."
Her narrowed eyes explored the scenery before her, searching to discover what had changed.
"They are," Rose agreed. "The men cleared another 100 acres of woods while you were gone. It took until the end of summer to have all the stumps and roots pulled out. But the fields will be planted for next year. Moses is pleased with how fertile the soil is."
Carrie cast her a look of disbelief.
"How could his men do all that work and still handle the harvest?"
Her frown grew.
"How could I not have noticed this before? Have I been that self-absorbed?"
"Hardly self-absorbed," Rose protested. "You were gone for more than 9 months, and the plantation has been a bedlam of people and activities since you returned home. It's little wonder you didn't notice."
Carrie appreciated her best friend's response, but her lack of observation still bothered her.
"So, how did they do it?"
The last time land had been cleared on Cromwell Plantation had been before the war, and it had taken dozens of slaves laboring all through the winter to make it happen.
"Moses had Franklin hire a dozen new men," Rose said proudly. "They worked hard to get the land cleared."
Carrie turned to stare at her.
"Only a dozen men?"
She shook her head.
"A dozen men cleared 100 acres.
Rose nodded.
"It's amazing what people can do when they know they will be rewarded for their efforts."
"America is changing," Carrie murmured. She knew that productivity on the plantation had soared since all the workers not only received pay, but were also awarded a bonus percentage from the crop. Still, the dozen men had accomplished a daunting job during what must surely have been a brutal summer heat.
"It is changing," Rose agreed, "but not enough and not fast enough."
Her voice hardened.
"What is happening here on Cromwell Plantation should be happening all over the South. But despite the obvious successes with our crops, most plantation owners still insist on doing things the old way. Slavery may no longer be legal, but that doesn't change the fact they are determined to treat the freed slaves as if they are still property."
Carrie's lips thinned.
"I know you're right."
Her voice trailed off before she continued.
"But Moses has so much to be proud of," she said enthusiastically. "What he has done here is remarkable."
She pulled Granite to a stop and fixed her eyes on Rose's beautiful face.
"How can Moses stand to be away from it? Is he happy in college?"